The consent judgment rings in at $75 million. It includes a $5 million mitigation payment to the state. But much of the settlement is going directly into repairing the Kalamazoo River. It's been almost 5 years since Line 6B ruptured near Marshall and polluted Talmadge Creek and 38 miles of the Kalamazoo River.
It was just black from shore to shore. You could see it was just caking up on the bridge and along the wall.
Jim Hensley was here in Marshall at his favorite fishing spot that night in July 2010.
That's another carp, it looks like. Yep, smaller one.
Hensley got back out on the river a couple of days after it was reopened to the public in 2012. He says the river is getting better.
It took a little bit to start hearing the frogs, but birds, you know, they're all back. The frogs are back. The turtles are back.
But it's taken a ton of work to get this river where it is now, and it hasn't been cheap. Enbridge says it's paying more than $1.2 billion in cleanup and settlement costs. That figure includes the state settlement filed yesterday afternoon in Calhoun County Circuit Court. Jason Mansham is with Enbridge.
Yeah, you know, now that we have reached a settlement with the state, you know, it comes after 4+ years of hard work and dedication by Enbridge and all the responding agencies.
But the work is not quite done. Most of the oil has been cleaned up, and a lot of restoration work is completed. But there's still some oil that will be left behind. We took a canoe trip on the Kalamazoo last week to see how things are looking. Mark Ducharme is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
We do know that there's oil that's left in the system. It's left in the banks in some spots. It's left in the sediment in the bottom of the river. But it's a little bit of oil. It truly is residual. But it's understanding, because we can't recover that oil, is it going to present a problem long term?
Ducharme stops next to a wetland with a stream running through it. He stirs the sediment with his paddle, and a little oil sheen rises up.
This is one of the areas, when we talk about leaving oil left in the system, this is one of the areas where there's probably more oil here than there is just about anywhere up and down the river system.
Ducharme says this is a unique wetland area, and they didn't want to destroy the wetland to remove the oil, so they decided to leave it. Under the settlement, Enbridge will have to monitor sites like this, and the state can make them go back in and remove more oil later on. The settlement includes $18 million Enbridge spent to take out a dam and restore part of the Kalamazoo River to a more natural state. It also includes money for parks and boating access, money to reimburse the state for its cleanup costs, and $30 million to restore wetlands. Nicole Zicarda is an enforcement specialist with the DEQ.
I think people probably are assuming, you know, you're $75 million and you think that should be cash to the state, but we really were focused on having the investment that Enbridge is making go into the river.
So, is this a good deal for the state? Noah Hall is an expert in environmental and water law with Wayne State University.
On one hand, Enbridge is being asked to pay very little in terms of additional penalties above and beyond the damage they caused. On the other hand, because Enbridge's oil spill contaminated the Kalamazoo River, they've already had to pay far more than would be typical after an oil spill to remediate the public resource.
But Hall expects the company will get hit with heavy fines in an upcoming settlement with the EPA. I'm Rebecca Williams, Michigan Radio News.